You know, one thing that I often say about my photos here on Weekly 50 is that you don't have to do a lot to get good photos. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to go to some exotic place, although certainly those things help. This photo, I'm starting the year off with this photo as a reminder of these basic elements, kind of a getting back to the basics here a little bit, because this picture was taken with nothing fancy, a D750, but you could easily shoot this with a 7100 or any camera, my 50 millimeter lens, and a cheapo close-up filter, the kind that I used so much throughout the latter half of 2016. So the gear to take this photo is not expensive, and taking this photo itself was not that difficult because it's about 10 feet away from my office at work. I went on a short walk around the pond, around Theta Pond, and I often bring my camera with me when I go on these short walks, and I came back kind of empty-handed. I took a few pictures of pine cones and a squirrel or something, but mostly I didn't get much. And then I saw this yucca plant with this this tall stalk poking out of the middle of it, and it's a relatively young plant, and it had all these little flowers. And this flower here is about the size of a penny. It's pretty small. And it looked so cool. I liked the yellow. I liked the deep reds. I liked the green of maybe a tree or something behind it. So much of this was just about these colors that really came alive in this tiny little flower right outside my work. And I don't know. I just appreciated the ability or the opportunity to take this photo. And I think it serves as a nice reminder as we start the new year that you can just get down to some basic elements of photography and get some amazing shots. Not that this shot is particularly good or anything. I mean, honestly, anyone can get this picture with just a little bit of equipment. But if you're thinking about ways to get back to into photography, get re-inspired this year, dust off the camera and go take some more pictures, you don't have to do anything really fancy to make that happen. Just go out and see what's around you and start taking pictures, which is kind of the inspiration for this whole blog in the first place, was to get me out, get the camera off the shelf and start taking more pictures. And it sure has taken me many places and helped me develop a lot more in terms of my photography. And if that's one of your goals for 2017, to improve your photography, best of luck to you. Get that camera out and go out and start taking some photos.